invoking the inner friend. Just be present to all the sounds and experiences that are taking place right now in the environment, in your body. In the prana, in your mind. Totally relaxing and welcoming without judgment. But also when we say welcoming, there's a positive quality. It's like if somebody comes to your house, you welcome them to be inside. You mean, I'm glad to see you. I welcome you to be with me. So no matter what the thoughts, see if you can have that welcoming. I want you to be with me. I welcome you to be with me. A welcoming for more difficult thoughts, feelings, emotions. Something like, this is what I would use. It's okay, you can be with me. It's okay, you can be with me. Welcoming all of the experiences that are coming your way. There's a release that takes place of any stress or tension that naturally occurs when we're trying to push away any type of feeling or experience. There's a lot of tension and stress around that type of activity. And you're welcoming all of the thoughts, even more hurtful thoughts or feelings. When they're welcome, they're coming into a buddhi, a mind that is relaxed, which allows those feelings themselves to relax, to lose their edge. Kind of an interesting experiment you can do with your own mind that we're going to try right now is in your current world, if there is a person that you dislike or do not naturally welcome, in fact, maybe more naturally you avoid or push away. Just bring the image of that person into your mind. And bringing the image of that person into your mind, you can see what the natural tensions or dislikes are, just accepting those to be whatever they are. And even remember some of the reasons and tensions and awkward situations that have come up that have caused you pain around that individual, around that person, in your relationship with that person. Now, in the presence of that person with the rough edges in the relationship, let your buddhi, your mind, relax and say to that image, to that person, it's okay, you can be with me. And when you're saying that, what is actually happening is that you're letting down your guard in this particular meditation and just allowing yourself to relax and to not push away that image. Just allowing that person to be with you. And you can feel whatever resistance may come up, or rejection can inspire all kinds of different feelings. But accept all of those feelings. You can say to all of those feelings that come up, it's okay. To those feelings, you can be with me. And just feel your mind and your body relaxing as you're not rejecting the negative feelings that come up, the resistance that might come up, and accepting the presence of that image, of that person. A feeling, for instance, might come up that says, no, I don't want to be with that person. And then you can accept that feeling. It's all right to have that feeling. The person has been mean to me. Yes, you can accept that feeling. The person only wants to hurt me. You can accept that feeling. Don't resist. Just allow the feelings to be, allow the person to be, the image to be, allow all of the feelings to be, and let the buddhi gently focusing on your own presence, me. Continue to relax, allowing all of those feelings to be as they are. No need to push them away. Say, I hate that person. That person has done nothing but hurt me. I don't want them in my sight. Yes, that's okay. Focusing on your own presence, Let your buddhi, that part of the mind that has clarity, let your buddhi, the one who's aware and the one who's welcoming, let it just relax into my own presence. Feel it expanding, the body expanding in that relaxation. Letting all the feelings also expand and relax. Accepting the image of that person, accepting all of the feelings that are generated without any attention, just allowing yourself to welcome them, to be with them without fear. I'm not afraid to have these feelings. You can be with me. Gently focusing on your own presence. Let this me that you are become more dominant to the buddhi. Relaxing. Now use your imagination in reference to this person whose image you have in your mind, without asking them to change in any way how they are. How would you imagine yourself being? How would you want to be able to be in reference to this person? Just using your imagination, imagine yourself being and relating to this person as they are in a way that would be very freeing for you. What would that be? Just imagine, let yourself imagine. Imagine a situation that you might find yourself behaving differently in. It can also bring up feelings. Welcome the feelings. Welcome whatever resistance comes up. example of a resistance would be you're imagining yourself being very welcoming and kind to that person. And then a resistance comes up that might say, no, if I'm kind or welcoming to that person, they'll just become worse and take advantage of me and manipulate me. You welcome that resistance. And you say, is there any way, in what way could I be with that person, be kind to that person, or warm to that person, and not let them manipulate me? Just search around inside yourself to see if you can find a way where I can tolerate the presence of that person without myself suffering. I can welcome whatever person happens to be coming into my sphere, including that person. Welcoming and at the same time not being manipulated or hurt. It might involve having an imaginal conversation with that person. Always welcome your resistance or whatever feelings are being brought up. And validating them also. Sometimes the concerns are valid. You may just need to find another way to be with that person or that situation. So they don't have the freedom to continually hurt you. And just feel yourself relaxing, not resisting your own feelings and concerns. And in doing that, your feelings become really soothed by the love of your own presence. There's love in welcoming and not pushing away. When you're not pushing away, your heart opens. with your heart open, gently focusing on your own presence. Kind of invoking Bhagavan's grace, handing over that difficult relationship to Ishwara. With a sankalpa, with an intent, an intention to find my own freedom. Even in reference to that relationship. Let my heart be open and free. May I handle that person, that relationship, in a way that my heart remains open and free. Let me accept all of my feelings. Not being afraid to feel. Certain people, certain situations are scary. I'm afraid of their presence. Let me welcome the fear. Gently focusing on yourself. You're welcoming the fear, the resistance, into the one who has no fear. Welcoming the resistance, the fear, into the one who has no fear. It's your own beautiful presence. Gently focusing on your own presence. Hear the sound of the surf. being aware of your physical body in this room, seated. Breathing naturally. Body continuing to relax and expand. The mind not clinging onto anything, just expanding, relaxing into my own presence. Focus on your own heart, breathing into your heart. Focusing on your own presence, holding your heart. One thing we'll be working on as we do these meditations is the things, the people, and the situations that you don't like, that you have resistance, you're trying to push away or keep them away, like the situation or keep the person away. Those kind of resistances, it's because of fear. We are afraid of them. That's basically what it is. So it's really a good exercise to kind of sit with that particular relationship and just see what it is that you are afraid of. It'll always boil down to, in some way, that person is taking away, I'm afraid they're taking away my happiness, and I'm afraid in some way or not they're going to make my life miserable. That they have the power to do that. And I fear that because it's, in a sense, they're having the power to take away myself, who I am. Because myself is Ananda, is whole and complete and so beautiful. But the presence of this person, not really the person, it's the relationship I have with that person. Because that person can be friends with other people, you know, no problem at all. It's the relationship I have with that person. That when I look into what is really, why do I want to push them away, is fear. I'm afraid of them, that they can hurt me, that they can take away my ananda, my wholeness. And so I have to be able to be with those feelings, welcome them. You have to learn how to not be afraid of your feelings. You know, we're not afraid of being happy, but we are afraid of fear itself. We're afraid of fear. We're afraid of the negative feelings. We're used to pushing them away and pushing the people away that cause them, because we're not comfortable with just being with them. But actually, if you can let yourself just be with those feelings and relax, those feelings dissipate and you realize they're not so bad. It's not so bad to be with those feelings. It's fine. Let those feelings be there and come into a relaxed buddhi that welcomes them. Let that person be there in a relaxed buddhi that welcomes them and welcomes all of the feelings that they trigger. That's the thing. Until that fear starts to dissipate. And so that you can actually withstand the negative feelings or the negative whatever is taking place without that need to get rid of them. It's kind of an exercise. It's kind of counterintuitive. But it's so heart-opening and so freeing. Because actually, if you can not be afraid of your feelings and afraid of the people that bring about those feelings, right? Then what happens is those people also won't be afraid of you. Because both sides are happening. There's fear on both sides. The vow... I'm bringing this up because the vow of sannyasa, for a renunciate, for somebody who's wearing the orange, who's just renounced everything, the whole life really is just a manifestation of this knowledge. This person has taken sannyasa. We may have a chance, maybe in satsang, to talk about the sannyasa. But the vow of the sannyasi, when they take the sannyasa, is: may I not be afraid. It's called abhayam, fearlessness. Abhaya means freedom from fear. So the vow is, may I not be afraid of any being, and may no being be afraid of me. But for no being to be afraid of me, I can't be afraid of that being. If I'm afraid of that being, whoever it is, they will be afraid of me. Because I'm in the fear, I'm naturally rejecting, right? And so if that is that vow of sannyasa, in a sense, when you take sannyasa, that's really a culmination of your life in samsara, right? It's a commitment to your knowledge when you take that sannyasa. And this vow, may no being be afraid of me, and may I be not afraid of any being, is just an expression of that sannyasa buddhi, you know, of a buddhi, of a mind that is really holding this knowledge. It has to do with freedom of fear. And freedom of fear, to really start to make headway with that, it can start with freedom of fear of your own emotions. How about freedom of fear of fear? I have freedom of fear toward fear itself. And toward dislike and toward hatred and toward all of these type of things, I can say, okay, it's okay, you can be with me. So you're feeling all this hatred, that's okay. Tell me what that's about, you know. Feeling all this resistance, that's okay, you can be with me. Tell me what you're resisting, you know. It's a wonderful freedom to not be afraid of your emotions. To not feel like you push them away. So it's just something for us to work on during this week. It'll come up in many different ways.